Beginning Karan Dav, Mesech the Shabbos, Dav Kuf Chavav, we begin on the days, we begin with the Masos, it begins the words of the Gemara, Bechitim, if you're going to say, Hachanam, here also the Gittar is clear love, that it has a status of a vessel on it, Shteis can explain that what type of a tikkun do you need to have so that it has the status of a vessel on the rod? Because the Gemara had a question of Yechanan, that he rules like Rishim Leal, that it's permitted to go ahead and just think about it. You don't have to actually do any action to it. But Yechanan himself said the cover of the vessels, it has to have this that we permit it to move as a handle, only if it has the status of a vessel by itself. And so therefore the Gemara to answer that you're right, the rod also that he rules like Rishim Leal also has to have a Torah's Kli on it. Now Pirsh B'Kunj Rashi explains, what does it mean to have a Torah's Kli on it? That I can have some other utility, like Rashi gives example of mixing the olives or cracking some nuts. But says Tosef in Yilu Rabbeinu Tam, that does not seem to be correct according to Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Why should we require Shiladava Acha Yehiro that for something else it should be fit? What do you mean? Since it's fit for this thing, why do you need to have that it should be fit for anything else? In other words, that you could lock with this. So it already has the status of a vessel. It's actually because of this, Tosh disagrees with Rashi. And the Rabbeinu Tam, he says, this is what it means to say. The Ikatar is clear love that it has a status of a vessel on it. It means to say, means you fixed this rod and you made an action with it, and you prepared it for this, to be used for this element that it's already fit for, which is, like Tosh says, to lock it. You don't have to be using it for something else. Ah, shemeachash lakach tikna v'chin lakach, because once we went and prepared it for this that it's designated for, so yes, Ikatar is clear love. Then it has the status of a vessel, a full inner of the bach, even though it's not fit for anything else. Commercial decal, like that of the hard branches of a palm tree, shein ruin l'shum tash mishal yeshiva, that it doesn't have any utility but for sitting on it. Ava b'kein, even so, yochalachinim l'telta m'shabbos, you could go ahead and prepare and designate it for Shabbos. And so tivavonim nami yamin le'el, we say this in the grounding stones. Tu v'shiv shivu, go ahead and just wipe it down. Doing that action is going to go ahead and make it into a vessel, even though it's not usable for anything else, but for this thing, it was already prepared for that. But more, but Tosis proves, he says, itaris kliyali mamish. If you would think to say that, oh, we have to literally make it into a vessel, Rashi makes it sound like that, you could use it for other things. It's not enough just to prepare, like Tosis is trying to say, for the thing that we want to designate it for. Then, tzrich lemem, do you have to say the kli nitzel tzeh guvi, that a vessel can be used for its own purposes? What do you mean? If you tell me that the rod is like a regular vessel, of course you can move it. What would be the chiddush? Obviously, it's saying that, no, it's not really a kli, the way Rashi says. It's just for this, but you prepared to deliver, it's going to have a Torah's kli on that. Now, what's bothering Tosis is that this Rabbeinu Tam says that you don't need it to be a vessel for any other melacha to have a Torah's kli on it. But v'hadamin be'erevin. Now, what do you say about the Gemara in Erevin, Nafkav Bezim et al? Regarding Nega, Nigger, regarding the dragged bulk, which we have this machlegi, the turn of bone, if you allow to move it. And that, the Gemara asked the question, Asalei Besia, the Gemara in Erevin asks, so let's say if you made a handle for this bulk that's not tied on. So, Ma, what's going to halacha going to be then? In that case, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos or not? So, Ramalei said to him, Buchna kamer, did you talk about a pestle? In other words, if you're making a handle, it's obviously that's like a vessel. Of course, then, Pirish, what that means to say is that, Bashari, of course, you're allowed to go ahead and move it. Now, it sounds like that specifically because it could be used for something else besides locking it. That's why it has a status of a vessel. And it's not enough just to be prepared for locking. And that place it says that, no, this is so obvious to Abaya that if you made it like a pestle, you're allowed to move it. It's not because if you didn't have a handle, then making it to a pestle that have a usr, that then it would be forbidden to move it. No, even if it's not fit for anything else. Once you designated for this, like let's say for locking it, even without a handle. And el nir l'ri, rather, it seems to the ri, that bulb, which is saying you're allowed to move it because it has a handle, that's Myri Benikmis. That's Toma where it's stuck into the ground when you put it into the threshold and you stick it into the ground itself. The Asa Le'elmine B'Samach, where the Gemara previously over there says, that is a problem, Mishum Demesigibin, that looks like building Pirish. Because you know it's a negative, but take a neck, and if not, but take a sticking it into the ground, into that hole, into the threshold, into the ground. That's why it's forbidden to lock with it, because it looks like you're building it. And that's why, because it looks like you're building, because the Pirish B'Kurn Trust, my graph explains over there. And it's on that they were discussing over there in the Gemara over there regarding making a handle for it. But it's a negrish and nikmas, and that bolt which is stuck into the ground, that's what we're saying, that now that you made a handle, maybe you'd be allowed to move it. But if not, you're right, there would be forbidden because that is a bigger problem. That is a problem with Mexican Gabbain. Or Inami, or you could say that actually this that it permits over there specifically as a handle, and it's not enough just like place to explain, like Rabbein Tam says you could just lock with it, that's going like Shmuel. Because that's Shmuel Tamei. Shmuel goes according to his reasoning, the sub of the time of Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Binyan. He holds that the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda is because of building, as we explained in previous places. Even without sticking the bolt into the ground. Just that itself looks like a problem by Baina. Oh, therefore, because he said that you have to have a greater element of utility to make it into the vessel that you can go ahead and be able to lock with it. But the case that we spoke about, let's say the rod, that's enough just to be able to use it for what you're designated for locking, and you wouldn't have to make an added utility. And so it says actually, so too, it seems more correct the second interpretation, like we explained, than the first interpretation. Ki nikmas ain't pestroin in itzabarts, because actually nikmas doesn't really sound like that. It's the translation is that's stuck into the ground. Rather, it seems more comparable to this, that it actually is disconnected, which Raksha and Nishma Mamash are just not totally disconnected, but it's a little bit attached. Like the Gemara that previously brings in the Brice and the Ketani that we learned, Neger, the bolt, and Nishmat Kulei Aser, it's totally removed, then it's forbidden. Nikmas Mutter, but if it's somewhat, then it's going to be permitted. He says Nikmas is forbidden, even though it's not removed. But one thing is that you see from the fact that it's comparing Nikmas to Nishmat, sounds like Nikmas is also somewhat of a Nishmat, just not totally. So there it doesn't really sound like that something is stuck into the ground. Now Taisa says, however, we need the Pirish Nikmas, hey, we don't really know the exact definition of Nikmas. Does it really mean about sticking, being stuck into the ground or about being removed? And Bishami Gesin, Bishami the Gir says, Neger the Rebbe Eliezer have a cut of a gummy. The bolt of Rebbe Eliezer was tied on with a wheatgrass. Nishmat, now if the bolt was removed, meaning if the rope tore that it was tied to, then us it's forbidden to lock with it. But if Nikmas, then Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Mayra Barash, it's Baisav, he ruled with the fingertips, which is a discussion exactly what does that mean. But it sounds like from the Yishami, Nikmas means a little bit removed, which again is like the second answer, the second interpretation Taisa gave. So what we saw in Taisa's was that according to Rashi, that there's what does it mean that Torah is Kli on the rod and all those things like that? It's only when you prepared it, like it could be a vessel on its own right, even for other things. Taisa's held that, no, it's enough when you prepare it for the thing itself that you want to use it for. It doesn't have to have any other added utility. Unless there's a problem. But Baina, like, yes, that case in Erevin of the bolt, which is Nikmas, which Taisa wasn't so clear exactly what does that mean, that's stuck into the ground, that then you have to have it for some other utility, like having a handle. But in general, it doesn't have to have that. Ketanek says the master begins the words of the Gemara, Medibreim Lamanda, from the words we learn, Shepaik in the Maiden, that yes, we could close the shutters, we could use the shutter for the window, and we could measure. Shais explains,